Today's shiur will be in Mesichta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches. We will start six lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Ches, Amud Beis. And the Gemara here is still in the middle of the sugya, explaining the pasuk in the beginning of Tehillim where it says, Ashrei ho'ish asher leiholach b'atzaf v'shoyim, goodness to the man that did not go in the advice of the shoyim, v'derech ha'toyim lo'yomad, and he didn't stand in the way of sinners, v'moyshav leitzim lo'yoshav, and he didn't sit in the seat of leitzim. The Gemara says, Dorat ha'bshim m'mpazi, d'bshim m'mpazi darshan. And the pasuk says, "Ashrei ho'ish asher leiholach b'atzaf v'shoyim." Goodness to the man that didn't go into the advice of the shoyim. That means he didn't go l'tatziyos l'karkisoyish like the gechovim. He didn't go to the theaters or the circuses of the goyim. Uvederech hatoyim lo yomad, and he didn't stand in the way of the sinners. That means sheloizeh sheloyomad bekenigyon. And there's the one who does not attend the contests of wild animals or the hunting of wild animals. As Rashi says, all that was made in order to have happiness and to have litzonis, etc. So if a person wasn't there, then on him the pasuk says that he didn't stand in the derech of sinners. And when the pasuk says further, for Moishav leitzim lo yoshav, he didn't sit in the seat of leitzim, that means shele yoshav etarbulis, that he didn't participate in evil planning. Shema yoimer adam, so a person might say, hoi yiv aloy alach v'latatioish l'kakisoy, since I did not go to the theaters and to the circuses. And I didn't attend the contests of the wild animals. So then I could indulge in sleep. The pasuk says, and in his Torah, you should indulge day and night. So it's not enough just not to be in the bad places, but you're supposed to do the positive and indulge yourself in learning Torah. Said the name of Rabbi Yonasan. What does the pasuk mean when it says, good as to the man that didn't go in the advice of the Rishoyim? Ze Avraham Avinu, that refers to Avraham Avinu, sheleiholach batash, and she dorah flogeh, and he didn't follow the advice of the dorah flogeh. Dorah flogeh is the dorah, the generation that built the tower in Bavel. And this was in the time of Avraham Avinu. As Rashi brings out, that in the end of the days of Peleg, that's when the world split in result of the tower that they made. And in Rashi, as Rashi brings from Seder Olam, where it says that Rabbi Yossi said that Eiver was a big Navi, and therefore he called his son Peleg, because he knew that in his time, in the time of his son, the world would split, and the word Peleg means to split. And that Avraham Avinu saw Peleg. As Rashi says, that Avraham Avinu was born when Peleg was 191 years old, and Peleg lived many years after that. So Avraham Avinu was in the time of the Dera Plogia, and nevertheless, he didn't follow their advice. So when the pasuk says, good is to the man that didn't follow the advice of Rishoyim, it refers to Avraham who didn't follow the advice of the Dera Flogit. And they were Rishoyim. Sh'Rishoyim Hoya, they were Rishoyim. How do we know that? Sh'nemer, as it says, Hovon Ibn Lon'ir, they said, let us build a city and let us go fight with Hashem. So they were Rishoyim, and Avraham Avinu didn't follow their advice. Then when the pasuk says, U'bederech HaToyim Lo Yomad, he didn't stand in the road, in the way of sinners, that also refers to Avraham, Shalayomad ba midat Zdoim, and he didn't stand in the standing of Zdoim, Shechatoyim hoya, they were sinners. How do we know they were sinners? Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Va'an shei Zdoim, the people of Zdoim, Royim v'chatoyim l'Hashem hoy, they were bad, and sinners to Hashem, very much. So we see that the Torah refers to them as Chatoyim. So when the pasuk says that he did not stand in the derech Chatoyim, that refers to Avraham that didn't stand in the derech of Zdoim. Then when it says, V'moyshav leitzim l'yoshav, he didn't sit in the seat of the leitzim, that also refers to Avraham, sh'l'yoshav v'moyshav ashi plishtim, that he didn't sit in the seat of the people of plishtim, when Avraham even lived among the plishtim, as the pasuk says, V'yogar Avraham beretz plishtim, and still he didn't participate in what they did. And what was their action? Mipnei sh'latzonim hoyo, they were latzonim. Shanemar, as the pasuk says, Vahi kitoiv libam, as their heart was good, Vayomer, and they said, Kiru lishimshin v'yisachek lanu, let's call Shimshin and let him play for us, let him make some litzonis for us. And this the plishtim said. So we see that the derech of the plishtim was litzonis. And Avraham Avinu, when he lived among the plishtim, didn't participate with them. And that's what the pasuk means, that v'moyshav leitzim, lo yoshav, it goes on Avraham, that didn't sit in the moyshav of the leitzim of the plishtim. Then the Gemara continues, there's another pasuk that says, Ashrei ish yireyes Hashem, good is to the man that fears Hashem. So the Gemara asks, Ashrei ish, is good for the man, but loy ashrei isho, it's not good for a woman. Is the pasuk telling us it's only good for a man to fear Hashem, but it is not good for a woman to fear Hashem? Amar Abamim Amar Rav. So Rav Amram said in the name of Rav, what does the pasuk mean? Ashrei Misha Oisa Tshuva Kishoish. Good is to the person who does tshuva when he's still a man. That means when he's still young and he still has his koyach. That he returns to Hashem before he gets old. So then it's good. Shua ben Levi Omer, Shua ben Levi says, what does that mean? Ashrei Misha Misgaber Al Yitzrei Kish. Good is to the person that overcomes his Yetzer Hara like a man. A man means a gibe, a strong person. So this is refers to the person who overcomes his Yetzer Hara like a man. Now the reason the Gemara concerning this pasuk is medayik, why it says Ashrei Ish, as if the Torah is telling us good is for a man but not for a woman. Why didn't the Gemara medayik the same thing before? When we quoted the pasuk Ashrei Ho Ish, Ashrei Holach Batzav Shoyim, so why didn't the Gemara ask there? Is it only good for a man if he doesn't go batzav shoyim, but for a woman it doesn't matter? So how come the Gemara is medayik here, not before? So Tosfos explains it. When it says Ashrei Ish with Adahei, good is for the man, so then we're medayik, and this comes to be Memayat Aisha. It says for a man, not for a woman. But before where it says Ashrei Ho Ish with a hay, so the Torah is saying good is for that man that does this and this. So the word man doesn't come to be Memayat a woman. All it comes to be to say is that this person who does this and this, for him it's good. So there the Gemara is not medayik, that Ish means only a Ish and not a Isha. Then the Gemara here continues. The Pasuk says, the mitzvahs of Chofetz Moed, in his mitzvahs, he wants very much, he desires his mitzvahs. Omer Rabbeinu Rabbeinu said that the Pasuk is trying to tell us that a good is for a person that wants his mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of Veloi Pischar mitzvahs. A person who wants the mitzvahs, but not a person who's interested in the reward of the mitzvahs. That means a person who serves Hashem because he loves Hashem, and he loves the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded him to do, but not because he knows he will get reward for the mitzvahs. Behind is it none, and this is what we learned in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, who Ho Yoime used to say, Alti Yu Kavodim Hamasham Shemesarav, Amanaf L'Kabul Pras, you should not be like servants who serve their master in order to receive the reward, Elohayu Kavodim Hamasham Shemesarav, Shaloy Amanaf L'Kabul Pras. But you should be like servants who serve their master in order not in order to get reward. And that's exactly what the Pasuk is saying here too. The mitzvahs of that goodness of the person who wants his mitzvahs, but not a person who wants the schar of his mitzvahs. Because that's not a very high level if you're interested in the schar rather than in the mitzvahs. And Tosfos explains that when it says that it's not good for a person to want the reward, it only means if the person regrets the mitzvah if he will not get the reward, like the goyim do. But a person who does a mitzvah because he wants reward, but does not regret if he doesn't get reward. In other words, he's not interested in the reward, but at the same time, if he will not get the reward, he doesn't mind because the main thing he's interested, after all, is in the mitzvah. Even though he also is interested in getting reward. So then Tosfos says that doesn't matter. As Tosfos quotes from the Gemara in Baba Basra and Sochim and Rosh Hashanah, where it says, and if a person gives a selah l'tzedakah, he gives a coin for tzedakah, and he says that he's giving it al manah she'yichye b'ni, in order for my son to live, which means that he's doing it in order to get the reward, that in the schus of this mitzvah, his son should live. Or as the Gemara there also gives the example, if he gives the tzedakah in order for him to be a ben olam haba. He wants the olam haba, he wants the reward. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, harei zeh tzadik gamur, that this person is considered a complete tzadik. As Rashi says there, bedover zeh, that means that in this tzedakah, he's a complete tzadik. He did everything properly. So we see from there that even if you do it in order to get reward, it's still doing it in a proper way. And that's what Taisa says, that if you do it for both, you do it for the reward. But you don't mind if you don't get the reward, you still are happy with the mitzvah, then it's very good. But if you do it only for the reward, and if you will not get the reward, you regret why you did the mitzvah, that's when we say here that this is not good, this is considered that you're doing it amnaf l'kabo pras. Then the Gemara continues, the Pasuk also says, ki im betoiret Hashem cheftzoi, that only in the Torah of Hashem should be his desire. Omer Rebbe, the Rebbe said, Ein odem loy metoyre, elo bimokim shili b'chofetz. A person cannot really succeed in learning Torah only if he learns in the place that his heart wants. That means only if he learns that subject in Torah that his heart desires, that he wants. So then he will succeed. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki im b'toyre Hashem chefzoi, that in the Torah of Hashem is his will. So here we see that if it's his will, that's the part of Torah that he wants, so then he will succeed in that Torah. Levi and Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, Yosef kamed Rebbe. Levi and Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe, sat in front of Rebbe, the Kopaske Sidre, and they were learning certain psukim, Solik Sifre, they finished the Sefer they were learning, and they were going to decide what should be the next Sefer. So Levi, Omer Levi said, Laiselon Mishli, let's bring a Mishli, let's learn our Sefer Mishli. Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, Omer, Laiselon Tilim, Reb Shimon b'Rebbe said, let's bring a Sefer Tilim, Kafye le Levi. They forced Levi, in other words, they overruled Levi, but I say Tilim, and they brought Tilim, and they started learning Tilim. Kimoto Hochem, when it came to this pasuk where it says, Ki'im b'toyres Hashem cheftoy, in the Torah of Hashem should be His will, Porish Rebbe Vomas, and the Rebbe explained and said, that what does the pasuk mean? That a person cannot learn Torah, which means cannot succeed in Torah, only if he learns in the place in Torah that he is happy, that he wants. On the Levi, so Levi said, Rebbe, the Satel on the Rishus Lamed. Like now you gave us permission to stand up. You yourself just said that you should only learn the place that you want. Now since I did not want to learn Tilim, I wanted to learn Mishli. So with your own statement now, you give me permission to leave and not continue learning because this is not what I want to learn. Omer Rav Avdime Bar Chomer, Rav Avdime Bar Chomer said, Kol Oisik B'Toyre, anybody who learns Toyre, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oisik Loich HaFeitzov, Hashem will do His will for him. Shem, as the Pasuk says, Ki'im B'Toyre Hashem, Chetzei. In the Toyre of Hashem, His will. So he dashed it this way, that if you learn Toyre Hashem, Chetzei, then His will is done. Hashem will make sure that all your needs are given to you, all your heart desires will be given to you. Omer Rav said, a person should always learn Torah in the place that his heart desires. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that in the Torah of Hashem should be his will. So here we see that a person should always learn Torah in the place that he wants. Omar Rav also did Rava say, that in the beginning the Torah that you learn, it's called in the name of Hashem, it's still considered that you are learning the Torah of Hashem. Well, at the end, it is called at His name. Later on, it's considered your Torah. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says here, first the Pasuk says, Betoyras Hashem Chepa, that in the Torah of Hashem is His desire. And then the Pasuk says, Ubetoyras Soy Yage Yemev Aloylo, and in His Torah, He will indulge day and night. So we see that first it's called Torah Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, and then later it's called Torah Soi, His Torah. After he learns and gets into it and becomes united with the Torah that he learns, then the Torah is considered His Torah. And really what the Gemara is trying to tell us here is not Chas V'Sholom, that after you learn, the Torah becomes yours, not the Torah of Hashem anymore. As if Chas V'Sholom, the Torah loses its Kedusha of being the Torah of Hashem, and now is the Torah of a human being. Just the opposite. What the Gemara means to say is that after a person learns a lot of Torah, that elevates the person to such a high madrege that the person himself becomes united with the Torah, that he loses his own metzias, his own being, as an individual, who he is, but his whole being becomes the being of Torah. In the beginning, when you just start learning Torah, then the Torah didn't penetrate so much into the person, didn't purify the person so much, so then the person is still whoever he is, as a separate individual, and this person learns the Torah of Hashem. But after you learn a lot of Torah, the Torah purifies the person. So then the person does not feel himself as a separate being, but he just feels himself as a vessel through where the Torah comes into. So therefore his whole metzias is the metzias of Torah. That's why the Torah is called Torah Soi. And it's his Torah because he becomes part of the Torah. As the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, explains in his Sefer Lakut HaTorah, on the Pasuk, Im b'chukai seitaleichu, which the Pasuk Pshat would seem to be saying, if you will follow my chukim. But really, Rashi says that this refers to studying of Torah. And nevertheless, the Pasuk refers to learning Torah with the word B'chukoisai. The question is, why does the Torah use the word B'chukoisai? And there are many explanations. But the explanation he gives there is because the word Chukoisai also comes from the word Chakike. Chakike means carving. And he explains that there is a difference between when you write words on a piece of paper or parchment or when you carve out words on a stone. When you write words on a piece of paper, then the ink and the paper are two separate things. They get very close after it is written, and they become one, but nevertheless, they are two separate things. There is the ink written on the paper. They are so close that they are like one. But after all, they are two things. The word is made of ink, which is not the paper itself. While if you carve out words on a stone, the words have no metzias for themselves. They are themselves part of the stone. So that's what the Torah is trying to tell us with the Pasuk, Im b'chukai seitaleichu, that the way you're supposed to learn Torah is so that you're supposed to reach the madrege that the words of Torah that are in you should not be separate, just within you, that they become like one, but actually it should be one. The words should be carved out in you, that your whole metziah should be the words of Torah. And this is really what the Gemara says here, that l'chatchilah the Torah is only Torah Hashem, because in the beginning you are not that great, the person is not so purified, so he is a separate being for himself. But afterwards, when he studies a lot of Torah, the Torah purifies the person, that now it becomes his Torah because he and the Torah become actually one. Then the Gemara continues, Rava also did Rava say, La'olam yilmad adam Torah. First a person should learn Torah, meaning first a person should go to his Rebbe, learn Torah, and listen to all the things that his Rebbe has to teach him, then he should indulge, meaning then he should meditate into the things that he learned, trying to ask questions and answer terutzim, and come up with comparison between one thing and another, etc. As we see in this pasuk, Shanamah, it says, first it says you should learn the Torah of Hashem, the way it is, without your own meditation, and without giving your own interpretation. And then it says, then it should be yeged, then you should indulge into the Torah, then you should try to compare one thing to another and try to explain. And Rashi gives the reason, because if you're not going to do that, you're going to try to doing it l'chatchila. So what will happen? So the little bit that you're going to hear from your Rebbe, and you're going to indulge in that and try to meditate in that, that's all you're going to have. Later on, when you're going to want to learn more, you might not find your Rebbe, you might not be there. So therefore, first you learn everything you can, and then you go into the details of trying to explain it and trying to compare one thing to another. Plus, Rashi says that if you're going to start trying to answer the kashas right away and comparing one case to another right away before you learn much, you won't go on the right track. First, you have to know a lot, and after you know a lot, then you're able to explain the different things and try to understand it. Because your understanding will be different if you have a lot of background, a lot of knowledge in the actual facts of the Torah. And as Rashi says, that the Gemara in Brocha says the same thing on the pasuk where it says Haskes Ushma Yisrael. So the Gemara says, what does the word Haskes mean? Has cut. That first has. First you have to be quiet and listen to what you are told. Just take in what your Rebbe teaches you. And then you could start looking into it, breaking it up into understanding, and sort of getting into groups and trying to study the Torah. But first thing has to be has. You have to accept, listen and accept what your Rebbe tells you. Also the Rebbe say, La'olam ligras inish. First a person should learn as much as possible, as many inyonim as possible, the afagav de mishkach, even though he might forget. If you learn so much, you won't remember everything. The afagav de loyoda might come up, even if you don't know exactly what you're saying, if you don't fully understand. First, you take in a lot of information, even if you don't fully understand it. Then, afterwards, you will sit down and try to understand it and go into the details. Shenemar, he quotes a pasuk where it says, Gorso nafshi l'saiva, that my nefesh, my neshama, breaks up for the desire I have to Torah. But the pasuk here uses the word gorso. So he says, Gorso ksiv, but like ksiv tochna. Gorso means to break up. Tochna means to grind. When you grind it, it gets broken up into very, very tiny pieces. But when you just break it up, you break one up, one piece of wheat, for instance, into a few pieces, and that's all. So what the pasuk is saying here is that even if you just break it up, which means you don't fully understand it, if you would fully understand it, that would be considered as if you ground it. You broke it up into tiny pieces, you have every detail. But if you don't fully understand it, so then it is considered gorso. You just broke it up into a few pieces because you understand it a little bit, but not fully. So the pasuk says here, gorso, nafshi l'saiva, that even just to break it up is also enough, as long as you absorb and take in everything that you could get, even though it is not tochna. And the word gorso also comes from the word gisa, which is learning. Then the Gemara says, rovi, 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 ask the kasha. See, the one pasuk, it says, al gapi, on my wings, is your first to learning Torah. As Rashi says, that it refers to the pasuk where it says sholcha, not a cell. Call talmidim who sit al gapi. That means that they sit and learn Torah on the wings. Now when you sit on a wing, it is not stable. It is not established. It could move. So the pasuk says that when you learn Torah, it's al gapi, it's in a place where it's not set. Uksiv, another pasuk says, al kisei, on a chair, which is a set place. So what it means is, v'tchilo al gapi, in the beginning, it is not set, not established, olibsof, and later on, al kisei, it's on a chair, it is established. So you go in stages. First you learn Torah, even if it's not established, and then you get established. He also asked a contradiction. See, even one pasuk it says, b'roish meroimim, the Torah is learned on top of high places, in a place where no one could see it, which means that you go hiding when you learn Torah. Uksiv, another pasuk says, alei derech, on the road, which is a public place where everyone could see. And the answer is the same, b'tchila b'roish meroimim. First you learn in hidden places, on top of high places, and no one sees you. And eventually, alei derech, you learn Torah in the open place. You reach a level where you're able to learn Torah and teach Torah in the open place. Ule Rami, Ule asked the question. Ksiv, one pasuk says, shasei mayim b'irecho, and you should drink water from your hole, which means you dig a hole, and you put water in, that's gathered water, it's not from a well, it's water that was put in. So he says, you drink water from a hole, and that refers to learning Torah. Uksiv, and it also says, which is the other half of the pasuk, v'noizli mitoich b'irecho, and it drips out from your well. Now the water that is put into a hole has a limit. When you finish with it, it's not there anymore. But from a well, it constantly keeps on coming. So here we see that we refer to Torah as a boir, and we also refer to learning Torah as coming from a be'er, which is a well. So the same thing, b'tchilo shesei mibayrecha. In the beginning, you start, it's like you drink from a hole where you put the water in, which has a limit. But the end is, the noise limit toich be'erecha, that it drips from a be'er, because when you study more, you get more and more, and then there is unlimited, you could continue more and more without an end. Omer Rav Rav said, Omer Rav Schoire, in the name of Rav Schoire, Omer Rav Hune, in the name of Rav Hune. My dixiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk where it says, Hoin mehevel yimayet. That if you have riches that comes from nothing, that will be lost, that will minimize. Because it's a yad, but if you gather by hand, yarbe, it will multiply. That means, if a person makes his Torah, bundles, that means he learns a lot at a time without reviewing, chazering in between, mismayet. It will minimize, he'll lose it, he'll forget. But if he learns a little bit and chazes, and he learns a little bit more and chazes, then yarbe, then it will multiply. In this Gemara, we see that Rava said it in the name of Rav Schoire, and this is not the only place that Rava said a din in the name of Rav Schoire. Many times in the Shas we find that Rava said something in the name of Rav Schoire. So that is mashmeh, that Rav Schoire was Rava's Rabbi Muvik. He was his main Rebbe. But Tosfos says, that the Gemara says in Sof of Eilam Metzias, that if somebody teaches somebody else just one Mishnah, so then he's considered his Rebbe. So Rava says, for instance, like Rav Schoire had only taught me a certain job, so he is considered my Rebbe. So l'chura, according to this Gemara and according to other Gemaras, it wasn't that he just taught him Zuma Listrin, but he actually was his Rabbi Muvik. So how could the Gemara say there that he just taught him Zuma Listrin? And so his answer is that according to the Girsa, there Rabbe, then it's understood. Because it's like not Rabbe, it's Rabbe. Rabbe was the Schoire's Talmud Muvik, but not for Rabbe. But some are Goyres Rabbe, so if it's Goyres Rabbe, then the pshat would be, not that he meant to say that the Schoire only taught him Zuma Listrin. What he meant to say was that even had he not taught me just Zohar Malista, he would have been considered my Rebbe, and therefore he would have to tear kriya on him, as the Gemara says there. Then the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Rava said, Yo, the Rabbana Loha Milsa, the Rabbana know this thing that I just said, that a person should learn a little bit in Chazer, a little bit in Chazer, but not learn a lot at a time, without Chazering, for Ovri alone they are over on it. Amar Rav Nachma Yitzchok, so Rav Nachma Yitzchok said, Ano Abidito, I did do it, the Kayim Biyodi, and it's like a stage with me, which means I succeeded. I saw that this is the right way to do. This is one gist that we have in the Gemara, that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, Ano avidato, I did do it, with the dalet. And even though usually, in a case like this, the Gemara would use the Lashon Kiyam Tio, I was Mekayim it. So why does the Gemara use the Lashon here, Ani avadati, I did it? The Tosfos explains, because the Lashon Kiyum fits by a Dvar Mitzvah. When you're going to do a Mitzvah, you say you're Mekayim a Mitzvah. Like in the case of the Gemara in Shabbos, at the end of Perek Ben Medlikin, there it says, that a person should always say Erev Shabbos before the Shkia to the family, Asaktem, Araftem, Adlikas, Aner. And the Gemara there says that you have to say it very calmly, very nicely, in order for them to accept it. So there, one of the Chachalim said that even though I didn't hear this din that you have to say it benachas, I was Mekayim et Misvara. So we see there is a Loshen Kiyum, but there we're talking about something that you have to do. But in a way of learning that the Gemara is talking about here, here the Loshin would not be Kiyam Tio, but the Loshin would be Ani Avidato, I did it. But still Taisa says there's another Girsa here, that we're not Geiris Avidato with a Dalet, but Ano Avrisa with a Reish, which means that I was Ivaran, I did not do it, and nevertheless Kiyam Biyodi. In other words, he's trying to contradict what he said before. Rava said that that's the only way to learn, a little bit in Chazer, and he said I went against it, and still it was good. But Taisa says it doesn't seem like this should be the right Girsa, because it comes out, according to this, that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is proud, trying to pride himself, that he did not listen to the Chachamim. That's not probably the right thing, and therefore, the proper Girsa would be, Ano, Avidato, I did it, Sikiyim B'yodi, and it was Mekayim by me, and I succeeded. Then the Gemara continues, Omar, Reb Shizvi, Mishmeid, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Reb Shizvi said in the name of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, my Dixi, what is the meaning in the pasuk that says, V'yachroichem miyot seidei, that a ramai, a cheater who hunts, he will not burn off the wings of the prey that he caught. That's the posh of shat in the posik. But he dashens lo yichye v'lo yarech yomim tzayet haramai. That somebody who cheats, a hunter who cheats, meaning he cheats and tricks other people, making it sound as if he's a chacham, and he learned a lot. But really, even though he learned a lot, but since he didn't chazer, so he forgets, so really what he has is not clear in his mind. So a person like that is considered a tzayit haramai. He's a hunter, but he's a cheater. So this person will not live and will not have long days. And he darshan it from the word lo yachrech, as if the word lo yachrech would be made up of two words. Lo yichye ve'yarich. That means he will not live and have long days. Because he is a tzayid haramat. Because since he doesn't really know what he's saying, he doesn't really have the proper way of learning Torah. And concerning Torah, it says, ki hu chayecha v'yiruch yemecha. This is your life and your long days. And since he doesn't have it properly, so he will not have the life and the long days. But Rav Sheshe says, tzayid haramai yachrei. That what is the pasuk saying? That if he's a tzayid haramai, he tied to tzayid haramai means a wise tzayid. That means somebody who learns in the proper way. That means a person who learns a little bit in chazers and learns a little bit in chazers till he knows exactly what he has. So this person will have the Torah. The Torah will stay in his mind. And that's what the pasuk is saying. And if he's a tzayid haramai yachrei, he will have birds to be able to burn off the wings. Because the seder is that when you catch a bird and you may want to make sure that it will not fly away, so you burn off the wings. So this person will be able to burn off the wings of birds, meaning he will have the Torah that will stay with him. And when the pasuk says, lo yachrech, the mi yotzidoi, the pasuk is wondering, is it true that lo yachrech, it will not burn off, he will not have what to burn off, remi yotzidoi, because the one that is the tzayid haramai will have, because he studied Torah in the right way. And the Gemara says, chaser of dimim, v'rem di became, Omar, he said, moshel odom, to moshel to a person, shetzot ziporim, that hunted birds, if he breaks off the wings of the first one, they will all stay with him. If not, they will not stay with him. And when we say the first one, we don't mean the first one, but it means each time he catches a bird, he breaks off its wing. So Mamela, he will be able to catch a second one. Because if he doesn't break off the wing, then this one will fly away. He won't have anything. So as he catches them, he breaks off the wing of every first one that he has. And the same thing with here, when you learn Torah, a little bit, and you chazer right away, and then you learn a little bit more and you chazer right away, so then you will have the Torah stay with you. But if not, the Torah will not stay. Then the Gemara continues, the Pasuk says, V'hoyok eitz shosul al palgemoyim, that it will be like a tree that is replanted on the streams of water. Amrit be Rav Yanai, so they said in the yeshiva of Rav Yanai, and the Pasuk says, ki eitz shosul, like a replanted tree, v'loy ki eitz natua, not like a planted tree. It comes to teach us that kol haloyim etoyrim mirav echad. Anybody who learns Torah from one teacher, a neroya simi brocha loyilam, will not see a simi brocha forever. In other words, it's better if you learn from more than one. And that's what the pasuk means to say. That if it is a replanted tree, it means that it's planted in one place and taken out and planted someplace else. You go from place to place, then it is okay. Then the Torah will stay with you. But if it's just a planted tree, you plant it in, and that's the way it stays, which means you learn Torah only from one rebbe, then. So then you will not have a simi bracha in your learning. The Torah will not stay with you. I want to tell you something. But I'm afraid. You will leave me and you will go away. What do they want to tell him? That's called haloyim etoyrim erav echad. Anybody who learns Torah from one rebbe, einai roya simen brocha loylam, will never see a simen brocha. So when he told him that, shafku, they left him, vozel, and they went, kamei derove terove. When they came to Rav, Rav said to them, Hanemila Svara. This is only concerning Svara. You want to understand the learning that you learn, and you want to compare one thing to another, to go deeper into the things that you learned, so then it is true that you should not stay with one Rebbe, you should go to more than one. Aval Gimara, but just the studying, just to get the information of the learning, Merav Echot Odif, better to learn from one Rebbe. Why? Gehecha Deloi Liflik Lisht, in order not to confuse the expression. Because each person had his own expression, and each person had his own girsa, the way he learned. So if you're going to go to a different rebbe, you're going to confuse your girsas, and then it'll be hard to learn. And therefore, when it's the stage of girsa, you should stick to one rebbe. Afterwards, when you want to look at the svara, then it is better if you go to more than one rebbe. Then the Gemara continues, Omer Tamchan Baruch Haniloy, Tamchan Baruch Haniloy said, La'oyelom Yishal L'shadam Shnoisov, a person should always divide his years into three parts. Shlish b'mikra, a third should be in learning Chumash. Shlish b'mishnah, a third should be in learning Mishnah. Shlish b'talmud, and a third should be in learning Gemara. That means in learning the explanations of the Mishnah, in the understanding of the Mishnah. But then the Gemara asks, Mi yadeinish kamachaya, does a person know how long he will live? How can you say he should divide his years in three parts? Does a person know how many years he's going to live? And the Gemara answers, Ki kamin, what did we mean to say? B'yayim in a day. And as Rashi explains, it means that 2 days you should learn Mikra, 2 days you should learn Mishnah, and 2 days you should learn Gemara. And that's how you should divide every week. That's the way Rashi learns. And Tosfos explains what forced Rashi to say that it means dividing each day differently, because the Lashon of the Gemara, as it said, Kiko Amrin and Beyoime, is Mashmah, that it means that it should be a full day, one thing, a full day, another thing, etc. But Tosfos asks, you still could ask, does a person know how long he's going to live? So how can you divide your week and start off the week, let's say, learning Mikra? Maybe this week you're going to die, so this week will not be divided properly. Therefore, Tosfos learned that what the Gemara means is every day, that you should learn part of the day Mikra, part of the day Mishneh, and part of the day Gemara. And Tosfos says, this is the reason why they were misakin to say the Tzukim of the Korban Tomid, and the Mishnah is of the Zeh Mekoyman, and the Brayse of Rabbi Shmuel and Davening, because this all includes Mikra, Mishneh, and Gemara. And Rabbi Natam adds that when we learn Talmud Bavli, this is enough, because Talmud Bavli is made up of Mikra, Mishneh, and Talmud, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. It comes from the word Bavel, which means mixed bolo. It's bolo of Mikra, bolo of Mishnah, bolo of Talmud. So by us, by just learning Talmud Bavli, we are yoytze this inyan that we have divided our learning into three inyanim, into Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. Then the Gemara continues, Asher pir yoyitim be'itoy. The Pasuk says that he should give his fruit in its time. And the Pasuk continues, v'olei lo yiboil, that its leaves will not wither. So he says, what does that mean? Omar Rava said, if he gives his fruit in time, then we are sure that the leaves will not wither. What does it mean that if the fruit is given in time? So Rasha says, Tupshoti. One shot is that if he has a set time to sit and learn. And the second shot, Rasha says, if you learn in the form of fruit, which means you learn and then the learning bears fruit that you do what you learn. But if not, that means, according to the first shot, you don't have a kviya sitim l'toyre. Or, of course, according to the second shot, it means that you're learning without doing what you learned. Then, al haloymed val al malamed, I'm the one that learns, and I'm the one that teaches, aleyem akosu v'oymer, and then the pasuk says, loy kein harashoyim, not so are the rashoyim kiim v'goyimer, which means to say that if it's not learned properly, then they are doing the wrong thing, they are like evil people. And this refers to the loymed and to the malamed, refers to both, to the one that learns and the one that teaches, because you should not teach a Talmud that is not a proper Talmud. And therefore, not only the one that learns this way is no good, but also the one that teaches this way is also no good. And the Gemara continues, Omer Rabba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, Ma'idik Si, what is the meaning of the pasuk where it says, Hirabim Chalolim Hipilo, that many dead bodies had dropped. Who does it refer to that killed many people? That Talmud, Shlo Yigia, Lo Yero, and Moire. That's a Talmud that didn't reach the age of paskening yet, and nevertheless he passed. So this causes a lot of damage, and that's what the Pasuk means, that this causes a lot of people to die. Then the Pasuk continues, Batsumim, Kol Arugel, and strong are all those that they killed. Zed, that refers to Talmud, Shlo Yigia, Lo Yero, and Moire. A Talmud that did reach the age of paskening, and nevertheless he doesn't pasken. And the word atzumim comes from the word oitzim einav, closing your eyes. It means he closes himself up, and he doesn't pasken. So that also causes harugeo, that people should die. That means it causes a lot of damage, because he could pasken, and he could help out other people, and he doesn't. Ba'at kamo. So what age is considered that he still did not come to the level, to the age of paskening? I'd mentioned up to 40 years. But after 40 years, then you are at the age of paskening. But then the Gemara asks, didn't Rove pasken? We know Rove Bechwal didn't reach the age of 40. And nevertheless, he pasken, so we see that he did pasken even though he didn't reach the age of 40. And the Gemara answers, Hosam Beshovin. There it's different. The case of Rove is different because Rove was equal, which means that there was nobody in his city as great as him. He was equal to anybody else, which means he was the best. He was greater than anybody else. In a case like that, he's allowed to pasken even if he's under 40. Then the Gemara continues, the Pasuk says, V'olei lo yiboil, that leaves will not wither. Omer Ravacha bar Abba, Omer Rav. Ravacha bar Abba said in the name of Rav. Amr lo, others say, Omer Ravacha bar Abba, Omer Rav Amnune. Ravacha bar Abba said in the name of Rav Amnune, Omer Rav in the name of Rav. Shafilu sichas chum, shetamid hachachomim. This teaches us that even sichas chum, simple talk, not talk of Torah, but simple talk of tamid hachachomim, tricha limud, you also have to learn. Namar, as the Pasuk says, even the leaves will not wither. The leaves are not the important part of the tree. The fruits are the important part. And nevertheless, it says, even the leaves will not wither. That means that even the Sichas Chum also should not go to waste, because that could also be learned. And as Rashi explains, you could learn the way to talk from them. But you have to talk in Lashon Nekiyah, which is Eisher and Marpe, etc. Then the Gemara continues. The Pasuk continues and says, V'choy Lashay Yasei Asliach, anything that he will do, he will succeed. Omer Reb Shulman Levi said, Dover said, this thing, Kosev B'Torah, is written in the Torah, Veshonah B'Neviim, and is repeated a second time in the Neviim, the prophets, Umishulash b'ksuvim, and it's repeated a third time in the ksuvim, that's what? That's kol ha'isik b'toyre, nechosam atzlichon loyer, anybody who learns toyre, his property, his possessions, will bring him success. Kosa b'toyre, it's written in the toyre, the ksiv, because the posik says, Ushmartem ez divrei ha'bris hazois, you should watch and guard the words of this covenant, v'asisem oisom, and you should do them, l'man taskilu et kol ha'shatasem, in order for you to be prosperous in everything that you will do. So here we see that by keeping the Torah, then you are prosperous, you are matzliach. Shona b'neviim, it's mentioned again in the Neviim, except because the pasuk says, la'yomush sefer ha-Torah z'mipicho, the sefer Torah should not stay away from your mouth. V'argisa b'yom v'laylo, you should indulge in it day and night, l'man tishma, in order for you to watch. Lasso is to do everything that's written in it, because then you will succeed in your ways, and then you will be prosperous. So here again we see that by learning Torah, you are prosperous. Shulish b'ksuvim is mentioned a third time in the ksuvim. Except the pasuk says, "Ki im b'soyras Hashem chefzer," because the Torah of Hashem is His will. Uveserosa yega yemin v'laylo, and in His Torah He will indulge day and night. V'hoyak eitz shosel apal gemoyim, it will be like a tree that's replanted in the streams of water. Asher piryoy yitein be'itoy, His fruit will be given its time. V'leil lo yiboil, and its leaves will not wither. V'chayla sheyatei atliach, and everything that he will do, he will be matzliach, he will succeed. So here we see a third time where we mentioned in the ksuvim that by learning Torah you will be matzliach. Then the Gemara continues, Machnas of Alexandria, the Alexandria announced, Man boyechaye, man boyechaye. Who wants to live, who wants to live? Konif v'ose kul amalagabe. So a lot of people, many, all of them, gathered together and came to him. Amra later said to him, Havlon chaye, give us life. Omar Lahusa, he said to them, quote to them a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, "Mi ha'isha chofetz chayim? Who is the person that wants to live? Netzor l'shoyin chamera, hold your tongue back from bad. If you don't speak lashon hara, you don't speak anything bad, then you will live." And the pasuk continues, "Shem ayoy merodam." A person might say, "Natzaki l'shoyni mira, I held back my tongue from evil. Usfosai medaber mirmo, and my lips from speaking bad things. Eilech v'ezgara b'shinas. Now I could go and indulge in sleep. As long as I don't speak Lashon Hara, I don't say anything bad, I stay away from evil, so now I can go to sleep." Talmud Lamed of the Pasuk says, Sur Meira, stay away from evil, but Ba'asei Toiv, you also have to do good. It's not enough just to stay away from bad, you must also do good. And what does doing good mean? Ein Toiv Ela Toira. Good really refers to the Toira. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lechem, I gave you a good deal, Toirosi Alta Zevu, do not let go of my Torah. So we see that what is considered Torah. So what the Pasuk is saying, Sur Merah, stay away from bad, but also I say Torah, you should do good, means that you should learn Torah. Concerning this, Sur Merah, I say Torah, there is a pshat that mentioned this for him that says that what the Pasuk means, Sur Merah, stay away from evil, but I say, and you should make that evil Torah into good. And this is done through Torah. Which really means, as the Gemara says on the Pasuk, V'haftas Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcho, you should love Hashem with all your heart. And the Gemara says that the word levavcho is with two beizin, even though really it should have said b'chol lipcho, with your whole heart. But it says b'chol levavcho to teach us that you have to love Hashem b'shnei yitzarecha, with both your yitzes, the yitzer toiv and the yitzer hara. That means that a person should not only fight his yitzer hara, but also should change his yitzer hara, that the yitzer hara itself should love Hashem. Which means that if a person has a midah which is bad, he should utilize that midah for the good. For instance, if a person has a midah of gaive, which is a bad midah, he could utilize that midah for the good, that he should be a bal gaive for the good side. And because of him being a bal gaive, he will learn more Torah, he will do more mitzvahs, and that is good. And that's what the pasuk is saying here. Sur meirah, stay away from bad. Va'asei, and make that bad midah that you have, toiv into good. And as Gemara says here, what does toiv really mean, Torah? Because how is a person able to change his midah? By learning Torah. Another important point to mention in this whole sugi is that the Gemara constantly uses the lashon asoik b'toira, asoik b'toira, asik toira. It doesn't say limud ha-toira, learning toira. So the Sforim explained that there's a difference between the word limud and the word asik. Learning toira is just a person who learns toira. Asik is a business, and a person really should learn toira in the form of a business. Just like when a person has a business, he doesn't just sit back and wait for customers to come. But he goes out and looks for customers. He goes out to look for ways how he could better his business and make more money. The same with Torah. It's not enough for a person just to sit himself and learn Torah. But he's supposed to go out and seek other people and see how he could teach other people Torah. And that's really what the Gemara means constantly when it says Kol Oisik B'Torah Nechasa Matzlichin, etc., or any other place where it says Oisik B'Torah. It means if a person really gets involved in learning Torah, he learns himself as much as possible, not just by the way. He learns as if it's his own business, and this is what he's supposed to live on. Plus, he also goes out and sees that other people will learn Torah. So a person like that has all the brachas that the Gemara mentions in this sugya. Now the Gemara continues by quoting the Mishnah again. In the Mishnah it said that you're allowed to help the goyim build the bimusoyes and the bathhouses, but it says when you reach that place that they put the avodah zarah on top of that place you're not allowed to build. You're not allowed to help the goyim build it. So the Gemara says, but if he did build it, if he did help build even that kippah that they put avodah zarah on, the pay that he got for it, he's allowed to keep. But the Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that simple? This is only a meshamish of avodah zarah. It's only something that is used to serve the avodah zarah. That those things which only serve the avodah zarah, so according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Akiva, do not become osur until it is actually worshipped. Concerning the avodah zarah itself, so there's a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. This is later on in the Daf Aleph Amud Beis. There it says that if a person makes an avodah zarah, so it says if it's an avodah zarah of a goy, then it doesn't become osur until it's actually worshipped. Avodah zarah of a yid becomes osur as soon as it's made. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says just the opposite. Avodah zarah of a goy becomes osur right away, but avodah zarah of a yid doesn't become osur till it's worshipped. But that machloikis is only concerning the avodah zarah itself. But concerning mishamshe avodah zarah, which is just things that serve avodah zarah, everyone agrees that it doesn't become osur till it's actually worshipped. So therefore, in this case, which we're talking about the kippah, which is only mishamshe avodah zarah, so it doesn't have a din of avodah zarah, and it doesn't become osur till actually the avodah zarah is put on it and worshipped. But when it's made, it's still not an avodah zarah, it's still not osur. So certainly, you're allowed to get paid for making it, because it's not considered that you are getting paid for an avodah zarah, because it is not an avodah zarah yet. So what is the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? That if you did help build that kippah, you're allowed to keep the money, that's pshita. Because it's not avodah zarah yet, so it's not osur ba'anoya, so certainly you're allowed to keep the money. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, like Nitzricha, this was not needed. His statement was only needed, Ela l'avodah zarah atma. Hidakya means not the keep of avodah zarah, but avodah zarah itself. And if you help build an avodah zarah itself, so then you're also allowed to keep the money that you got paid for. So the Gemara says, that's not so simple. This only fits according to the one that holds, and avodah kechov mishal Yisrael, asura miyad, avodah zarah v'yid, is osur as soon as it's made, before it's even worshipped. But avodah zarah of a goy is not osur till it is worshipped. So according to that opinion, Shapir is understood. Since here he is making it for a goy, so it has a din of avodah zarah of a goy. So if you hold that an avodah zarah of a goy is not osur till it's worshipped, so therefore he's allowed to take the money for making the avodah zarah, because it's not an avodah zarah yet, because it's not worshipped yet. So he is not getting money for an avodah zarah. But according to the one that holds that an avodah zarah of a goy is osur right away, what can you say? So since he made it, it is an avodah zarah already as soon as it's made. So when he gets paid for making it, he gets paid for an avodah zarah. So how is he allowed to take it? So therefore Rabbi Barula said, this was not said only concerning the last stroke. And he explained what he means. What causes this to become an avodah zarah? Gemar melacha, the end of the melacha. While it's being made, it's definitely not an avodah zarah yet. When does it become an avodah zarah? When it's finished. The emas havig gemar melacha. When is the end of the work? The makashacha, in the last stroke. As long as the last bang with the hammer was not done, it is not an avodah zarah yet. Now makashachen less b'shavapruta. The last bang has no shavapruta. So if you pay the person for making the avodah zarah, let's say the avodah zarah costs to make $100, but this $100 is given for the job from the beginning to the end. Now all through the time, it's not an avodah zarah yet. When does it become an avodah zarah? At the last bank. The last bank is not worth the pruta. So when you pay him the money, the $100, let's say, so 99.99 goes for the time when it was not an avodah zarah yet. So that money is allowed to take. I, for the last bang, that's when it becomes of a disorder, that should be usher, but that has no shavah pruta. And if it has no shavah pruta, it is not usher. And that's what he means, that you're allowed to take the money for making even an avodah zarah. And the Gemara says, Alma, we see from here, because he holds, Yeshna luschiras mitchila vasof, that paying money for somebody who you hired is from the beginning to the end. Because we find in Machlokes whether Yeshna luschiras mitchila vasof or Eina luschiras el lipsof. And when a person is hired to do a job, is the pshat that he is paid for the job after it's done? As long as it's not done, he is not owed any money. That is the pshat, Eina luschiras el lipsof. It's only at the end. It's not the pshat that for every bank he gives, he is owed now another pruta, another lezenish of a pruta, whatever it's worth. But the pshat is that he's not owed anything till after it's finished. Now, according to that pshat, so then you wouldn't be able to take money for making an avodah zarah, even though it becomes an avodah zarah at the last bank. But at the last bank, that's when you are obligated to pay him for the whole thing. Now, at the last bank, it's already an avodah zarah. So then you owe him now, then you owe him for everything that he did. So you will be paying him money for an avodah zarah. Since he said here that the last bank is less than the Shavah Pruta, and the rest of the money is not for avodah zarah, obviously he holds that yeshnu l'schiras mitchila v'atzof, that the money you owe for the schiras is from the beginning to the end, which means every second, every little bit he does, he is owed a little bit more. And therefore, till the last bank, which is not an avodah zarah yet, he is owed all the money that he did till then. And that money is not money of avodah zarah. The last bank is the only money he is owed for avodah zarah, because that's when it became an avodah zarah. That last bank is not worth a pruta, and that's why he holds that you're allowed to take the money for making an avodah zarah. But Tosfos, that's the kasha, who cares if it's less than a shavah pruta? You're not allowed to have hanah from avodah zarah, even if it's less than a shavah pruta. So it comes out that when he gets paid for his work, so you have a mixture here of money from avodah zarah, that's less than a pruta, which is osir, and the other money. So how can you take the money for it? And Tosfos answers that we assume that if he wouldn't have finished the last bank, the goy would have paid him anyway and wouldn't have deducted that pochas mishavah pruta that the bank is worth. So therefore, even the last pochas mishavah pruta is also not considered pochas mishavah pruta of an avodah zarah. And therefore, he's allowed to take the whole money. In Hagam, we find that concerning gzela, a goy is makpid even in a pochas mishavah pruta, but in a case like this, Tosfos says, there is not such a great payday, so we assume that the goy would probably not have deducted that pochas mishavah pruta if he wouldn't have finished that last bank, and therefore, even that last pochas mishavah pruta is not considered money of avodah zarah. Considering what the Gemara said before, that you should serve Hashem, shaloy al nach l'kabel pras, not in order to get a reward, which means not even to get a reward of olam haba. The pshat in it is, because if a person serves Hashem in order to get reward, he does the mitzvah because he wants a reward, this shows that this person doesn't really realize what's behind the mitzvah. The main thing of a mitzvah is that through doing the commandment of Hashem, you get connected to Hashem. Because the word mitzvah doesn't only mean commandment from the word tzivui, but the word mitzvah also comes from the Lashon tzafsa v'chibur, which means connection. That every time you do a mitzvah, you get connected to Hashem more than you were connected before. The truth is that every Yid is connected to Hashem, whether he likes it or not, be'etzem because he has a neshama, which is a chelik elekam yimal mamish, which is a chelik of Hashem mamish. As the Pasuk says, ki chelik Hashem amoy, that his nation is part of Hashem. So every Yid is connected to Hashem anyway. But every time you do a mitzvah, you get more connected to Hashem and more connected to Hashem. And that's the word mitzvah from the word tzavta v'chibur, connection to Hashem. That is the meaning where it says, schar mitzvah mitzvah, that the reward of a mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. It means to say that the greatest reward that a yid could have through the mitzvah is the fact that this mitzvah is mitzvah, makes the tzavta v'chibur, the connection between him and Hashem. So if a person does a mitzvah because he wants to get the reward, that means that there is something that he is going to gain, not that he is going to get closer to Hashem, but that he is going to gain, whether he is going to gain a gashmiyazdika gain, a physical gain, or is going to gain a spiritual gain. But as long as he thinks about his personal gain, and not about his connection to Hashem that he will get through the mitzvah, he misses the main point of the mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, what happens is, as the Pasuk says, Reach nechoyach l'Hashem. The Pasuk mentions it concerning Karbonis, but really this refers to every mitzvah, because as Rashi says, what does the word Reach nechoyach l'Hashem mean? That Hashem says, Nachas ruach l'fonai, there's a pleasure for me, she'amarti v'naser etzayni, that I said, and my will was done, that the people keep my commandment. When Hashem sees that a person keeps his commandment, he is happy, he gets pleasure. When a person causes Hashem to get pleasure, that then this person gets closer to Hashem. The fact that he was able to cause Hashem to have pleasure, this itself brings him closer to Hashem. So it comes out that when a person does a mitzvah, really what happens, he brings out the pleasure in Hashem. If a person does a mitzvah in order to get reward, that means that he will gain, that means that he will get pleasure. So the difference between doing a mitzvah for the sake of reward or doing a mitzvah lishma is a difference whether you care about the pleasure of Hashem or you care about your pleasure. Now the difference between the pleasure of Hashem or the pleasure of the person is the difference between, as the Svarim use the Lashon, nachas ruach lebeire or nachas ruach lenivre. Hashem is the creator and the person is the creation, part of the creation. The difference between the creator and the creation is b'ein aroich. Whatever we will say concerning two extremes, it is not far apart as far as the creator from the creation. Those are the two furthest extremes possible. So when you do a mitzvah lishmo, that means you care about the nachas ruach of the creator. When you do a mitzvah, manas lakabel pras, in order to get reward, that means you care about your own pleasure, the pleasure of the creation. So we could imagine the difference between these two levels, whether a person does it, manas lakabel pras, or shaloy manas lakabel pras. And really, this is connected to what the Mishnah says, that even one moment of doing tshuva and good deeds and doing mitzvahs in this world is greater than all the life of Olam Haba. And what is the reason for this? Because when you do a mitzvah in this world, you bring pleasure to Hashem. You bring pleasure to the Baita. Having Olam Haba means that the person has pleasure. Taka, the pleasure is not from physical things, but the pleasure is from spiritual things. As it says, that what do the tzaddikim do in Olam Haba? Tzaddikim yoishmin, benanim ziv hashchineh. Tzaddikim sit and have pleasure from the glory of Hashem, from the rays of Hashem. But nevertheless, the stress is that they have pleasure. Whether it's physical pleasure or spiritual pleasure, certainly spiritual pleasure is greater, especially nanim ziv hashchineh. But as long as the stress is pleasure, that means that the person cares about his pleasure. While doing a mitzvah, you bring pleasure to Hashem, which is nachas ruach lebeire. So Olam Haba is nachas ruach lenivre. The creature, the part of creation, has pleasure. While doing a mitzvah is nachas ruach lebeire. And therefore, yofesh shoachas b'tshuvim ma'isim toivim b'olam hazeh, just one moment of tshuvim ma'isim toivim in this world, which will bring pleasure to Hashem, is greater than all the pleasure a person could have in Olam Haba, because this is pleasure lebeire and this is pleasure lenivre. The truth is that even if you do it shaloi lishmo, it's still a mitzvah. If you do it lishmo and shaloi lishmo together, as we quoted before from Tosfos, then certainly it's good. But even if you do it completely shaloi lishmo, we know that it says la'olam yasek odam b'toyre mitzvah shaloi lishmo, that you should always do toyre mitzvah even if it's shaloi lishmo, because shemetoyre shaloi lishmo bo lishmo, because if you'll do it shaloi lishmo, you will eventually get to lishmo. And the reason for that is because whether you have in mind that the mitzvah will bring the pleasure to Hashem and you will get more tafsa v'chibur to Hashem, you will get closer to Hashem, whether you have that in mind or not, the fact is that when you do a mitzvah, it happens. Every time you do a mitzvah, you do the will of Hashem, Hashem has pleasure, you get closer to Him. So even if in the person's mind it is shaloi lishmo, it is amanas lakabel pras, nevertheless, the mitzvah is done, and the connection is there. Therefore, it says you should always do Torah mitzvahs even if shaloi lishmo. But still, if the person has in mind that he's doing it shaloi amanas lakabel pras, so then certainly the connection is much greater. And the reason we say that even if he doesn't have in the mind, it's still there, is because as the Gemara says, "Mitoich shaloi lishmo bo lishmo," that from shaloi lishmo he will come lishmo, to lishmo. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlita explains that the pshat is even deeper. Not only as the simple pshat that from shaloi lishmo you will come lishmo, but what it means is that mitoich shaloi lishmo, the toich, the inside of the shaloi lishmo is really lishmo. Essentially, every yid wants to do a mitzvah lishmo, just like the Rambam writes in the end of the second pedik of Hilchas Gerushin. But every single yid wants to do the mitzvahs and wants to be misrachas, stay away from averes. And the reason there are some people who are not like that is because yitzram hara onsom, their yitzra hara forces them. And therefore the Rambam says in that halacha that if you force a person to do a mitzvah, it is not considered that he was forced. It's considered that he did it beratzen. He was forced, because be'emes he wants to do the mitzvah. Only his yitzra hara forced him not to do it. So when you force him to do it, all you're doing is you're forcing off the force of the Yetzer Hara, and what he essentially wants is revealed. So just like we say that concerning doing mitzvahs, and not doing Aveiras, the same applies to sinning Lishmo. And essentially, every Yid wants to do every mitzvah Lishmo, whether he knows about it or not, because his Neshama that's within him wants to connect itself to Hashem. And the reason the Neshama wants to do a mitzvah is because it knows it'll bring Nachas Ruach L'Boire, it'll bring Nachas Ruach to the Creator, pleasure to Hashem, and that's why he wants to do it. The reason he sometimes doesn't feel that way, and the person would feel he wants to do a mitzvah of Nafla Kavu Pras, that is because Yitzra Hara says Yitzra Hara forces him to do it. But essentially, even the person who does it Shaloi Lishmo really wants to do it Lishmo. And that's the pshat, mitoich Shaloi Lishmo, the toich of Shaloi Lishmo really is Lishmo. So essentially, it's always Shaloi Av Nafla Kavu Pras. But nevertheless, if a person, even in a revealed way, wants to do a Shaloi Av Nafla Kavu Pras, definitely it is a higher level, and definitely there is a greater Nachas Ruach L'Boira, Hashem has more pleasure, and therefore, the Tafsa V'Chibur, the connection he gets to Hashem, is definitely greater. And therefore, it says that a person should always be not like Avodim Hamsham Shemesarav, Av Nafla Kavu Pras, but they should always be Ki Avodim Hamsham Shemesarav, Shaloi Av Nafla Kavu Pras.